This is a Wait Don't Do It podcast with your girl Nunu Paris and Raffy. Make sure to join us monthly at El Rey for Reggaeton Brunch. You can follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC for more details. We'll see you there, baby sotas. Mwah. Welcome to our podcast. It's your girl, Nunu Paris.
Y mi nombre es Rafael Mazor.
And this is Wait, Don't Do It, where we remind our listeners what not to do. And this time, we are talking about losing your cool, something Rafi just did moments before recording.
I was like, there's not a lot that's going to get me to crash out at this point in my life, but I will say setting up my camera and my microphone and finding all my equipment will always make me crash out.
I like that. I like that you updated us so you can bring us into a modern generation. Wait, don't lose your cool. Who are we? This is the 1900s. You're right. We're crash out. Wait, don't crash out. That's the actual name of the episode.
Wait, don't crash out. Right. We were trying to attract more boomers because we're clearly not bringing in the old.
God, where did crash out even come from? Like, I just feel like it came out of like nowhere in the last year and people just like, crash out. I'm going to crash out, crash out, crash out, crash out. And I'm like, calm down.
I think that's a sign that, you know, you're not with the times anymore. I think let the other generation walk. You ran your marathon. Yeah. You know, lived your marathon. You skipped your marathon. I saw a video of a mom that forgot how to skip. Do you know how to skip?
Forgot how to skip?
Yeah, like she couldn't skip. It was a funny.
She forget how to drink water and open a door? Like what?
You know how to skip?
Yeah. When the episode comes on Netflix, I'm like, skip intro. Obviously, what are you talking about? You know what? I mean, obviously, I know how to skip. It's when's the last time I've skipped? Skip class, skip workouts, skip my meal prep. But actually skipping, yeah, that's so fanciful and free. Why don't we skip?
I feel like more people should skip. If more people skipped in their daily lives, things would be
I mean, but skipping is kind of jarring, right? Like, honestly, like, we're in the city, but so, like, people walk. But so imagine people skipping. Like, you'd be ready to run, like, for cover. You would think something's up, right?
No, like, unless you're Helena Black, whatever her name is, from
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter from Harry Potter skipping away saying, I killed Sirius Black. I don't think it would be considered aggressive or dangerous. I actually think that, you know, considering we have a bunch of military police walking around D.C. right now, that if I saw them skipping around here, I'd be like, hey, girl, what's up? Like,
they would be so much more personal. It would just be menacing. There's no way y'all could view skipping as not menacing, mostly because of the movement, right? People are going up and down at a rigorous pace. You can't even trust it. It's not going back and forth like, oh. That's kind of okay, but up and down. Oh my gosh, that's scary.
I don't know what you're playing with skipping. Skipping is just a jolly old like rock. It's like rock. It's a rock. Like hey, if I have to, yeah. Like if, what's your skipping voice? What's your skipping voice? Like hey, woo.
I'm skipping.
Like if you heard me doing sounding like that, you'd be like, oh, Rafi's skipping.
For sure, for sure. Skipping the meds. So you would never. But anyway.
She's eating. I took I went to an improv class in Chicago, but you really took the notes. Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you just got back from Chicago. Let's wake it up. Market days. So what is market days for the people who don't go to Chicago?
I still don't fully know what I attended, but it's pretty much like Chicago's second pride, more so their bigger pride, apparently, because it goes a little bit more like ham or something, but it's just a bunch of concerts. It's just like pride, no parade, but just like 3 days of the festival. And there's a bunch of headliners. This year was like Monet Exchange, Sam Starr, Sasha Colby, David Archuleta, Kiki Palmer, a bunch of other people. And it was really cool. So I was like, okay.
I'm waiting to hear the headliners. No, just kidding. Just kidding. We love Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, oh my God. If we had a Patreon, I would totally talk about what I saw at the bars. Because what I saw at the bars was wild.
This is DC's Messiest Podcast. You better fucking talk about what you saw at the bars.
But I definitely saw like people that we would all recognize. Just like, you know, your fan favorites, just making out like three ways with two different
women? No, you'll be too nice. Let me tell y'all what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening in the world. So from New York to Market Days, you've been seeing a lot of fan favorites. Not just one, but two, right, really popular queer black icons doing some things in the bars. And it always involves making out. What's up with that?
Oh, my God. You just reminded me. In New York, I saw the other...
Exactly. You know, I'm saying the names. We say names around here.
No.
In New York.
No. Please.
What's going to fucking happen? What's going to happen? We're DC's Messiest Podcast.
Again, I will say I saw a lot of fan favorites making with several different white men.
We sometimes won't say their names, but we saw some RuPaul Drag Race stars and some Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt stars. Bitch, I ain't saw no fucking NDA. I don't give a fuck. We saw the stars making out with their white boyfriends or white twinks in the club. And they love them a white twink. I don't understand why it's always us, right? Always the people of color, queer people in public, always in some three-way makeout. You're saying three-way. Why a three-way?
At the same time. But, I mean, let them, to me, again, I always say let them have fun. It's not about that. But it's about, like, it's just about, like, the whiteness of it all. Like, I ended up, you know, having my fun, and I did, and none of these were white men, because it's very much a dynamic where you saw like a really cute person of color, and then they were like with an older white man, specifically, and so I saw that as a like a strong dynamic over there. Yes, he right. But neither. And at one point, I was so this beautiful. Oh my God, you would have thought he was beautiful because his hair. He was very like long, very unique.
What do I think is beautiful? Long hair.
Long hair. You love long hair.
I love hair. I love people. I don't have a type.
I don't have type, but you would have thought this person was very beautiful. But then I look, and they were definitely at least 30, 31, but their partner was definitely like 58, 60. And I was like, okay, but it was in a rough.
They were probably 60. Not 58, 60. They probably
no, it was 50, definitely 60. 58, 60. Oh it was God. A 58, 54. Fine. 54 for sure. Maybe 48. But maybe.
Yeah, yeah. 50. Let's give them their 40s. Damn. Leave
no, it was 51. if it wasn't, I'm sorry. But it was just like a lot of that dynamic. But other than that, the vibes were really good in Chicago. I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely liked the vibes. Aside from all that, I met some really nice people. I met some really nice people from DC. I went with my friend Vidya. So
wait, how was your deep dish?
Well, I had deep dish pizza for the first time, and I've
always wait. Yeah, how was your pizza too?
It was the deep dish pizza. Yeah, it's really
no. Good. Like I thought you were called deep dishing Chicago.
Yeah. That's so funny, dude. Oh my God. Oh wow.
Thank you.
That really it. Oh no, dude.
I'm
again,
kidding.
I did not line up for Steamworks. Okay, to be clear, I did not line up for Steamworks. Steamworks, the line, which is the bathhouse, which is AKA the
their crew the club.
Their crew club.
What's it called here? They know you.
It's a big warehouse, honey. And there was a lot. There was a line around the corner to get into that place. And I was about to line up, and I was like, "Okay, this must be the club." And then I asked them, "Like, oh, how long's the line?" And they're like, "It's going fast or whatever." And then someone was like, "Yeah, like." You shouldn't spend the night here, you know. Like, and I was like, oh, okay.
Whole night.
And then I started getting the vibes that this was the bathhouse, just by how people were like acting outside. So I didn't go in. But other than that, I did meet some nice people. I had a great old time. Someone smelled my armpit.
Oh my gosh! You know what? Yeah. So how do y'all react to that?
Well, like, it's not just Market Days.
Why do they want to smell your armpit? They just asked like nicely.
So I was just like this. Like I said, I was dancing with my armpits up. And
oh, you dance with your armpits up.
Well, I was just like, you know, vibing. I was just like vibing. And then the guy really just comes up and like like lifts my elbow even more and like smells my armpit. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
And he was really cute. Like, I'm not even that. He was like really cute. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to like take a whiff of his, I guess. So like I get closer to his.
I really I did not know that's where that was going. Oh my gosh. Like two animals sniffing each other.
I'll talk about my mess. But and then I go closer to his and it hits me. It hits me like a fucking wall, bitch. Like I couldn't get past a certain foot because I didn't even get that close. And so I was like, yeah. You know me, when Raffy smells something, Raffy's gonna go full. Like, and so I just went, huh. And it was just like kind of awkward after that. because I was so caught off guard. I thought it was just more like a welcoming because I didn't see it that much coming. But once he lifted those armpits, it was just, whew.
Wow. And that was just the vibe at the place, circuit parties.
This was the after-hours place. This was the after-hours. So this was roughly, this was the last place I went to that night. And this was, I think, the last after-hours I did. After that, I was like, okay. The first after-hours, I was with someone, so it was, like, keep it easy to have, like, company there. But, like, the after-hours over there are so circuity that that's just not the vibe where I fully, like, feel my oats. Like, I'm not gonna feel like, I also need songs that I can like vibe to kind of get,
yeah, me. Circuit is definitely not our vibe, people. You know, obviously Raffy didn't join us when we were at Echo Stage last for Trixie Mattel and this faux circuit bonanza at Echo Stage. But circuit is weird. People do smell, they take their clothes off, and I don't like it. But shout out to all my rave girlies, shout out to all my, you know, EDC, go outside girlies, be in the dirt girlies, on drugs girlies. But not for me, girly.
I want to say I didn't see any drugs. I didn't, like, get the vibes. There was a lot of drugs going on that around me, at least. I was not doing the drugs. I was definitely not doing the drugs. Oh, no. Yeah, there was definitely one time where people would go into the bathroom stalls. That was definitely the first night. And it was just like, yeah, never mind. I did see coke.
Just do it on the floor at this point.
No, because you give yourself away because they do the universal, like. Also, is that just me? When you, like, when you have a nose itch or something, like, you go like this. Do you get insecure that people think you did coke?
You know, I have honestly learned to just, like, freeze most of my bodily functions as a human, right? Right, ladies? You put all this stuff on and you just stop touching your face. You stop feeling all that stuff. So no, that never worries me. But like, I don't know. It kind of seemed like kind of cool and mysterious, like Brad, like, you know, Brad.
No.
If I did.
No, like, it'll be during the day where I'm like, girl, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh my God, people are gonna, like, think that, like,
during the day, why would you do it during the day? I mean, I guess.
I would need
a little.
Yeah, so
the biggest bump, I feel like, the biggest bump in the road, I feel like mostly was fucking Mercury retrograde, Eva.
Wow. When did it start?
Oh, that's a great question. It started like, so it was like most of July. So it was like July 17th-ish until like August 10th. Okay. But you know, retrograde has like ins and out. And do you believe in Mercury retrograde? Before I even get to it with the people, do you even believe in Mercury retrograde?
Based on how my last 2 weeks went, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. These last 2 weeks, fucking just gutted me, bitch.
And so retrograde is like when Mercury, it's always Mercury, right? When people just say that. And I know it sounds like so ridiculous, but I had a situation where one of my friends who always does not believe was like, nothing's happening. Retrograde does not exist. Nothing's happened. And then when I spent the day with her, all these bad things kept happening. I'm like, exactly. So Mercury appears to like move backwards in the sky, actually like going backwards like 3 to 4 times a year. And so it deals with like communication breakdowns, a lot of tech travels, like tech issues, travel issues, failures, delays, a lot of communication breakdown, a lot of just weird things that have happened. What are some like the weirdest things that have happened? And that's not caused you to like crash out, because obviously we're trying not to.
I broke my ankle. I sprained my ankle in New York. And that fucking fucked me up. That just, I have weak ankles.
I forgot that happened.
Right, because I bounced back fast, but I still had to be in a boot for like 10 days. And it was just like so humbling.
All for an ankle?
But with my right ankle, when I rolled it once, I rolled it 4 more times in a bad way. Like where like I had to be in like at least an ankle brace after. Now, recently, it's been better where if I roll my ankle, I'm like, ow, 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 ow. But I'll be like, okay, I'll shake it out and I'll keep going. Well, in New York, apparently I walked into like some ditch thing that I didn't even notice. And I just, all I remember is like running to get like the red light or whatever. And I just like fell into the pot thing and I rolled my ankle. And the pain, oh my God. And I just knew it was the...
You probably shouldn't have felt any pain. If you weren't sober, right?
Well, I wasn't that drunk, bitch. I definitely...
y'all feel pain?
I definitely... Again, I'm glad that I was a level of drunk, but I don't... Like, the pain was so unreal.
And like, you just fell on the concrete in New York, like Peter Griffin, like...
No, yeah, but you know me, I'm dramatic, so I was like, ow. I was like,
In front of people?
Of course.
Oh my God.
When it comes to my ankles, I'm a baby. Like, bitch, I am a baby. I hate my ankles. Mary, what's it called? She breaks his ankles.
Misery.
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 Yeah, that scene. Oh my God. That would get me like to cry like a baby. Like, no, I don't fuck with ankle pain, ankle stuff. So yeah, I sprained my ankle in New York and that really fucked me up. Because then I just had to go to Chicago with a cast. So I think that ultimately was the biggest like of the whole Mercury retrograde. I was like, why do I have to get injured? Because injuries like stops you, your whole routine. And I think lately, routine has been saving me during retrograde, honestly.
I want to know how many people were also injured in market days.
I saw, thank you. And it was so like, we saw each other. There were several people.
Because like the gays don't stay home. They're like, eh.
Okay. So I saw several people in crutches and we were like, oh my God, yeah, girl, the show must go on. That is the go-to line
for us girls. We all come with the one-liners with it.
It's so funny. It was like really funny. But then there was this one guy that like I connected with who was like, flirty. He was like, oh yeah, like my friends are going to make fun of me or whatever. And I was like, why? And I was like, well, he was like dead to my face. He was like, well, like, the last guy I was in a relationship had MS. And so they say that I'm attracted to people and handicapped people. And I have like
disabled people. And they so refer to like, you as disabled with just a sprained ankle.
Yes. I said, oh, that's okay. If that's the same to you, that's crazy. But that was crazy. That's market days, though. That was market days.
that's amazing. I think, you know what? We need to show up in like a full body cast and just serve the house.
I guess people will come to you and just be obsessed with you. Is that a thing?
Exactly.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I would be like, every day I wake up, I fall down, I break my bones. I was made with paper skin. I would have a full routine and just eat it.
Oh, well, that is Munchausen's. So, yes. Okay.
But, you know, it's so weird. Even when you told me that, it was hard. It's hard for me to show empathy. I'm just kidding. It's hard for me to, like, relate because I've never, like, injured anything. So, like, I couldn't imagine being,
have you
like,
never rolled your... No! Wait, was it you? No.
Do you remember when, like, kind of like hurt my knee at the club at Train dancing, and I was like, I can't do anything. I need a brace. I can't walk. This is too much. My knee rolled, like I just moved a little bit, and I was like, I can't do this, y'all.
I remember that night. I remember the pain being on your left knee one night, and then the left knee your other night.
She was nursing
one knee in 1 second. I just thought she was nursing the other knee in the second. But no, it's good that you can't be injured, because you, and what's crazy is you have those tiny little ankles. Like your ankles actually look tiny, but obviously, you know, I got like stocky thighs.
Cankles, yeah.
No, cankles, oh. never cankles, never cankles, never cankles. Thank you. But no, I have the weakest little baby ankles. And so that, yeah. What was the worst retrograde for you?
We're going to find out after our break. No, I was kidding. girl, so much happened in retrograde. Like, it was just so bad. Like, honestly, it was bad, like a good way, but in a bad way. Like, I had to just focus on being calm, because retrograde was just doing things. Let's see. Maintenance came into my apartment while I was on holiday and left my door unlocked for about 5 days. That was so fun. And they also didn't fix anything when they were here, so that was super cool. My car registration expired, but it didn't have to, apparently. And then when I get to do my test, it said that I have to come back again because my car has no data because it has a new battery. My boss got fired, so then I had to also step in as interim. A lot happened. A lot happened, Diva. This is crazy. But I have been calm, and I've been here, and I've been on a podcast. That's all that matters.
Car trouble, I remember when I had a car. A car trouble in the morning.
Easy crash out. I had so many car troubles, so like, I've kind of got used to it, but like, it is definitely like, picture it. Sicily, honestly, it's like I go down to the garage, start the car, does not start, have to go call AAA. I love AAA. I'll call AAA so many times. It's my favorite people. And I'm like, I need this, and I need it now. The car's not working. Oh,
and they're like, okay, man, we'll be there in a second.
But that brings us to our game of chill or spill. Yes. We get to go through some outrageous scenarios and decide if we're going to remain calm or go full drama queen, crash out, mayday. You ready? Okay, first one, no shade. Your ex texts you during retrograde saying we should talk. Didn't you see one of your ex?
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Like, I did kind of send we have to kind of talk text during retrograde.
Well, you did do that. Well, you were the one. I forgot.
I did send the text, and I was trying to be so nice about it because I definitely wanted to keep things cool, but I think retrograde just really was like, no, bitch, fuck this.
So did you remain calm or go full drama queen, chill or spill?
I mean, I definitely terminated the situation. So I think I did it pretty dramatically in the sense that I disappeared.
Okay. So crashed out. Okay.
That's crazy.
My God. I feel like people always try to come back and talk to you during retrograde, and we always get weird messages from people that come up back in our lives. So I would just laugh. Like, I always remain calm because like, why are we talking? Bye. Next scenario, because of what's going on, which we'll get to this in D.C., the National Guard comes and blocks the entrance to Reggaeton Brunch, citing crowd control. Are we chill or are we crashing out?
I would have to remain calm. I'll be like, what's going on here? Like, why?
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
I mean, I'm not going to be like, again, I'm going to have to be like, okay, why? I'm going to have to like definitely like, hello, puff my chest out, but I'm not going to crash out in the sense that I'm going to get arrested immediately. But again, I will immediately like puff my chest out. I'll be like, okay, so we have 100 people in here.
Because they arrested y'all out here. Let's be
right. They are doing that. But
I'll be calm once I found my ID to prove that I am who I say I am. I think I'm always worried just as a performer, you know, if something happens like that where you don't look like yourself necessarily and how you present. So I feel like I always try to be calm, but I would secretly crash out inside and hope for the best. Next one. Ooh, your Uber cancels on your on you.
Crash out. Crash out.
With this situation, literally, Uber cancels on you mid-downpour after market days and crash your out. Phone's at 5%.
Crash out. Immediate crash out.
I do crash out when Uber's canceled. It pisses me off because why fucking accept the ride? Yeah, like, Uber stop playing drivers, with me.
Hey, okay, no. Uber drivers, again, really are... It, now I've gotten so good to make it just an internal crash out. And because remember, it's their car. I don't know this person. They probably, this first time driving in this country. So I'm like, girl, internal crash out. Internal crash out. Keep it internally. And so I've gotten so good at it. But I did have an experience on another date with someone where they kind of mini crashed out on the Uber driver on the date. Kind of. It was not like an immediate, like, it was not like a crash out, like, where it was like, oh my God, calm down. But it was like, he was definitely, like, being very snappy.
Daddy for chill. No reason.
And I was like, girl, yeah. I was like, daddy, chill. And I literally had to be like, no, he's going right here. And I've never had to do that on a date before. But that really got me, too. I was like, ooh.
Ew.
So, I think,
not chill,
like,
about that either.
So, yeah. So, that, no. So, that's, yeah. Crash out, but, like, internally, you can't, like, show that. Don't, like, make that other people's...
Oh, my gosh. And this one's for me. You're about to go on stage and realize you've been wearing your wig backwards for the last 20 minutes.
Chill. Dude does it chill. All the time.
I want you to know, no, honestly, there's no other reaction. I want you to know, like, when your wig falls off, when stuff goes down, girl, what else you gonna do?
If you crash out, that would be embarrassing. Have you ever seen a crash out live in, any kind of performance?
I've definitely seen girls, like, mess up and then they just get harder on themselves and they go in the back and get really upset. And I'm like, girl, no one gives a fuck. Like, they're drunk. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? The last one is you're having an amazing time at brunch and then someone at the party next to you throws up. Chill or crash out?
Chill. 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 Immediate chill. Immediate chill. Immediate chill. Immediate chill. Immediate show.
I'll be mortified.
I mean, mortified, yes, but like, not crash out in the sense of like bully or like, what the fuck? I mean, okay, I would probably do that.
Yeah, you would. So, answer is crash out.
So wait, but is that crash out? Okay, so then what is crash out? What is, like, is crash out any sort of emotion, like showing any sort of emotion?
Or no, weakness? I think, like, it's like maybe a negative emotion. It's like,
but like gagging, you know, the worst thing I would do is gag.
I guess that's not crashing out. You're right. It's not chill, okay. Though.
Yeah, I'm not chill. I'm not saying I would be chill. So I guess it's like keep calm or whatever, or like,
yeah, you hate emergency situations though.
They're not my favorite.
Who does?
I don't think anyone likes them.
Oh, well, you know, some people. That's why they're EMS, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know y'all.
Yeah, thank you all. But I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't enjoy emergency situations.
Like, chill or spill? I don't know. We got to it, but no chill. We gotta talk about the elephant in the room. Of course, the most iconic current crash out right now. Iconic in a terrible way.
Our presidential crash out. Exactly. I said I would never talk about this man ever again in my life. And it keeps, like, my name keeps coming out of his mouth. Like, I'm so confused. Trump, like, what is your problem? Like, why are you inserting yourself in our lives? I'm so confused. End your business for the next 4 years. Make your money. Die in another 4 years and we'll be okay. But like, you don't have to keep doing stupid shit. See, that's a crash out. I can't help it.
Leave DC alone. I mean, if you are not aware, like, get the background, of course, in our wonderful city of Washington, DC on Sunday night, Sunday, August 10th, He just like rolled out, you know, National Guard people, police officer agents, just to like patrol the city and making this grand announcement saying, you know, we're breaking down on crime, even though DC is at the lowest crime in 30 years. We're cracking down on crime. And DC is so calm. So it just, it creates this like false crisis. And I wonder if like other people are not only in our country, across the world, think like DC is like some war zone or something when it's just so calm.
This man is literally being, well, first of all, I don't even think this man actually like ever actually lives here besides like the questionable times he's actually been here on TV or camera. But this man just speaks out of his ass. He would also be the white man and reflect the same views as a lot of people, because don't people still think that U Street is, you know, dangerous? People still think that Shaw area. Hey, people still think,
you know what, Georgia. I do want to acknowledge that part.
People still think that Georgia is questionable. People still think that Columbia Heights is questionable. Why? Maybe it's because a certain population of people live in those areas. And so that's where I feel like his internal perception, and this is where we have to, like, I feel like see it not as a macro, like the world, which it is. This is the president of the United States. But at the end of the day, this man, who probably has this little, what's it called, portrayed brigade going down these streets. He's probably looking around and be like, oh my God.
Look. I can't imagine that, because he was in New York. Obviously, no one in New York's like him.
But he probably helicopters, you know, too. Let's be clear.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not even New York City. You know, this is D.C. D.C. is nowhere near any, like, the other major cities. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a high crime rate. It's such a calm place. I know there are things that happen on U Street, and we got to acknowledge that. Like, obviously, I feel like sometimes I feel like we're out of it because of maybe where the location of certain like queer bars are. Because all the incidents I see reported do happen here. There are teenagers on U Street, and there are people out, but it doesn't seem around. I don't know. It just seems to involve us, our population, but it seems around.
Well,
the others.
I would just, again, I mean, I think any crime and anything is terrible. So I'm like, to me, but like, I don't. At the end of the day, I don't think this, right now, I'm sure this has happened, came across your TikTok about the tourist that got shot in the stomach in La Perla, Puerto Rico. And people mm-hmm. are saying, because he went to La Perla, who would go to La Perla, La Perla, La Perla? And then there's people on both sides being like, well, if you go to La Perla, you know what to expect. And there's other people being like, well, that also mentality is awful for the people of La Perla. Then it's questionable, like, oh, will people hire you if you are from this neighborhood, because people are going to associate you with certain things. So like, if you're trying to move, you know, it's just like, it makes this weird like stigma over what's not even a reflection of DC. But I do think it's fully based off his perception of what it is. Like, he thinks this place is rancid. And also, let's not forget, he hates DC because we didn't vote for him.
That's right. I mean, he definitely wants to, you know, attack. He tried L.A., but, you know, the difference between L.A. and all these other places that are major cities that have a lot of black and brown people, like Philadelphia, like New York, like all these people that he's going to try to attack, is that L.A. is, you know, represented by a state, not just any state, one of the biggest states, one of the biggest that's consuming, you know, really contributing to our economy. And DC is not a state. So I wonder how we're fighting back, because when he invoked, you know, Section 740, he federalized the MPD. You know, MPD, we talked a lot of shit about over the years. Everyone in MPD, you know, we know how it goes around here. But now he's over the MPD for the next 30 days and sent like 800 National Guard troops here. It gives horror movie. It gives The Purge. It gives Scream.
I mean, there was several different ice raids over at, I said ace because...
And not to mention the ice raids. Oh, my God.
The ice raids in Home Depot, and there's other ice sightings. Like I said, it's the way that people are even reporting on it. They're saying, like, and eight people were scooped up or scraped up or whatever. And I'm like, what? Okay. Scraped up, scooped up is crazy wording also. But, like call it what it is. These people are being abducted. They're literally just, like, being picked up and putting in cars, unmarked cars sometimes. Have we checked on the person that got arrested in Logan Circle from these federal cops?
Right,
Like, it. And so when I say, like, this affects the economy, like, no one's going to want to go out. No one's going to want to do things because there's federal police out. It's Trump's... When people say Trump's America...
It's already affected us.
Yes.
It's already affected us. I want y'all to know, going back a few months ago, World Pride, if you didn't know, was supposed to be this like massive, massive, massive thing in DC. People are supposed to come from all over the world. We were not supposed to be able to get in and out of the city. We're supposed to make money. Local queer people, artists, we're supposed to be able to just be showcased. And honestly, because of the administration, because of the policies, not only are people in general pulling out of Pride, there was not a lot of Pride campaigns across the year, but people didn't want to come here. And I'm like, that's affecting real life businesses for a city he's not a part of.
Yes, that's what I thought too. Like, people are not going to, our restaurants are already struggling. Our culture is already struggling. Our places that we go to are already struggling. And now we're adding that fear of like dealing with cops and like, and the, because like I said, there's a level that we've always had to deal with MPD around here. But what I would say is that, I mean, there's moments of like people also just having fun with, like, it's just like there's levels of community that happen even in the old world that we used to live in. But now it's just like, are we going to trust federal cops that are controlled by Trump? Especially when we know a lot of these cops probably did vote for him.
I'm not anti, you know, law enforcement. I'm not anti safety and security. I definitely value that. As someone who actually, anyone knows me, I love safety and security. I want to feel safe everywhere I go, and I want to make sure that I want other people to feel safe too. And I don't view DC necessarily as, you know, a major issue outside of what? Like, what are the major crime issues? Like, yes, there is crime like another city, and there are, you know, issues with curfews and minors, sure, but that stuff can be resolved with community programming, with, you know, more resources, not like police.
Yeah, I think calling it safety and security is a lot better way of like wording what we need from police, which is them just to provide safety and security during emergency situations. But at this point, it seems like they're causing a lot of these incidents is being incited by police force. And just being over antagonistic, like stopping people for smoking weed is crazy in a city where it's legal. That's where it starts to make your eye like twitch a little bit. I think that when you live in a democratic world where our democratic mayor is like, y'all, he's out of control. Like, I don't know what's going on, but you said, you have emboldened the police, but you've also emboldened, and been a part of really putting money into these rich people's pockets. Like, let's be clear. There's a reason why people love her, because she puts money in certain people's pockets. And so ultimately this plays the game. So you can't play both sides. You can't do all that. This is, I feel like, kind of...
I agree with that. You can't play both sides, especially when it comes to human lives and society and real-life effects. You know, you can't placate. You have to stand on it, stand on business. So I applaud all the organizations, all the activists that are continuing to speak out. Because, you know, honestly, it's a privilege to have free speech, but... how long are we going to remain able to have this free speech? And not in like a, oh my God, it's going to come, you know, in a big wave and they're going to silence us all. But there are real life things that are happening, such as IDs. So if you are in a state like North Carolina, or if you are in the UK, fun fact, if you want to watch porn, you have to upload a picture of your ID to verify age, to protect children. They are starting to do things like that also with YouTube. YouTube is planning to, and you can see on their website, to also have age verification and people ultimately uploading your ID so that they can identify you. So there are people really, really doing these things where you're going to have to verify your ID. And if you can't protest, for example, what if you can't go out and protest and you protest online? If you use platforms like this, then they're going to be able to track you there as well. So it's a really important to watch these things, because this can get out of control so quick, and we've already allowed it. We've already allowed it in our doors. So all this stuff overall can feel overwhelming, being in the city. And I feel like I keep asking you and other people every episode of this week. That's why it gets weird around. I'm like, okay, how's it feel in the city this week? First, we have ICE raids. Now we have ICE raids and police force. Have you noticed anything?
We also have normalcy. We also have this weird expectation of normalcy. Like, everyone's walking around, like, normal. Like, it's hard to have, like, your real-life problems or, like, just real human problems. Like, imagine crying for a boy or being sad about a boy, but the fucking federal police is outside. Like, there's a lot of things going on. Like, sometimes it makes, like, the content that you see about, like, DC, like, our culture about dating and food culture, nightlife culture, it seems irrelevant, because now we are living in a world where we have federal police walking around. Like, you know, like, it's just, It doesn't feel like the same genre of film.
and it really gives a sneak peek into fascism and a dictatorship, which I know this is going to sound such a crazy transition, but it brings us to our game. Another game, which is called DC or Dictator. This is where we have to guess if this bizarre law is from Washington, D.C.'s history or from an actual, like, dictatorship. So, like, did this actually happen in D.C. at some point, or is this from, like, a dictatorship?
Okay.
All right. First one up. You can't dance without a license. Was that in D.C. or a dictatorship? Dictatorship. But where about go-go?
Dictatorship.
You can't dance without a license. What does a dance license look like? Okay, and the answer is DC. This is called, it was called Cabaret Law, and it was repealed in 2008.
Wow. I'm sure apparently, it was an enforced.
You needed a license to dance. Oh my God.
Wow.
Men can't grow beards without a permit. DC or dictatorship?
Oh,
beards what? Without a permit. No one. Well,
that sounds like
beards
a dictatorship. That's definitely a dictatorship.
Dictatorship for sure. Let's see. Ding, ding, ding. Dictatorship from Peter the Great in Russia. Okay.
He's like, girl, you got to be a man to wear a beard. Whoa. Men are so obsessed with being men.
Next one up. Women can't wear pants in public without a dress or skirt over them. So you would have to wear pants, but then you just be putting the dress over it, so you just be hot. Okay.
So you can't wear a dress without bottoms.
No, you can't wear pants without a dress or a skirt over them. So, like,
oh,
you would have to, like, be triple layered. Is that DC or dictatorship?
Dictatorship. If it's DC, it was a law, and probably, like, when it was first.
I feel like a lot of places had, you know, rules about that, and as someone that was raised Pentecostal, you know, the women couldn't wear no pants. They had to wear skirts and stuff, like, okay, to the ankle. So what do we say, DC or dictatorship?
Dictatorship.
And the answer is DC. Apparently, there was a 1800s dress code ordinance that wasn't repealed until 1970.
But was that enforced?
I don't know if it was enforced, but it was a law in D.C.
That's crazy. D.C., get it together.
Okay. It says, you can be arrested for not smiling in public. D.C. or dictatorship? No one ever smiles in this bitch, so I know that was a dictatorship. What do you say?
Dictatorship.
And ding, 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 dictatorship. Okay, the last one.
Okay.
Protest signs larger than 3 feet by 3 feet are banned unless you have a special permit. Is that DC or dictatorship?
That's DC. Anything size coded, bitch, it can't be this big, but this big, that's DC. Next.
Is that what you have on your Grindr profile too?
Girl, yes. It's got to be this big by this big, honey.
It was D.C. Absolutely. That is actually the current regulation if you're going to protest on the National Mall or Capitol grounds. So as we encourage you all to use your rights to not say silent, be aware of those 3 feet by 3 feet rules. There's not a lot of difference in D.C. and dictatorship. This is what it feels like right now. Isn't that weird? It's like history's repeating itself.
That's what usually happens, especially it's weird when you have, you know, things like a genocide going on with the leader is Trump's number one bestie on MySpace. So, again, I think this is just a very weird progression, and it's already August, so we have a couple more months in the first year, first term.
It's been a long 2025, long first 8 months of his presidency.
Where was this energy about moving? Who wants to actually move now? Let's move. Let's actually take this action.
Right. Don't move to DC because it is kind of right now, y'all.
Actually, yeah.
But like, in terms of like not crashing out, how are we avoiding crashing out when we hear this? When we wake up, see police, see whatever Trump is saying on TV, seeing all this stuff pissing us off normally. In addition to all this, think about the regular stuff, bills, groceries still high, all this stuff.
I have no answer because I, as someone who lives in the city, and I actually live in the city, Nunu drives around the city every day, and it's something called the Beltway, Google it. But as someone who's walking through the city, I don't want to make people to be scared about going outside, touching grass as much as they need. But I also want to encourage, you know, being safe out here at this point. Like, really just think, like, this is not a rated R movie anymore. You know, we're going into PG-13 territory. Like, we got to live knowing that, like, enforcement is going to be enforced, it feels like, you know? Enforcement is definitely going to be enforced. And the fun's over, kids. The
party's got to end at some point. Honestly, I think there's so many ways to protect the peace, but it's definitely about limiting your exposure. Don't doom scroll, right?
Yeah.
And really touching grass. I know it's hard to go outside, but making intentional time to be out there, be with family, be with friends, be with people you love, or just by yourself, if that's what you love, because that's what ultimately is your own form of protest, is maintaining your freedom, all your freedoms, all in your right to enjoy it and express yourself how you want.
I don't know if this will help people or scare people more, but if it helps, I walked to and from work today, did not see any, you know, National Guard police or anything in my neighborhoods. But in my neighborhoods, I did not see anything in my walks. So again, it's easy to walk around and feel like the day is daying. Just be mindful, for sure.
And my number one way, and Rafi's number one way to keep the peace is simple, okay?
Listen to this podcast. Yeah, smoke weed, but don't smoke inside. Or don't smoke it outside. Smoke it inside now. But yeah, smoke weed and listen to this podcast. You're going to have a great time, girl, because what do you think we're doing half the time?
Okay.
All right, so dude. Sure. Wow, this got deep. Oh, my God. Get out of me.
Oh, you get called your deep dish pizza for a reason. So. ultimately, y'all know when to remain calm and know when to go full scream queen when necessary. Always stand up what you believe in, but make sure you're staying safe out there, being calm, protecting your peace, because you don't need to crash out unless you want to. We'll see you next time. For another amazing episode of Wait, Don't Do It.
Don't Do It with your host, Rafi. And
thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to follow @WaitRafi and @NunuParis for all updates, especially about Reggaeton Brunch and when you're going to party with us. We'll see you there. Mwah.